भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यास ततो जयं मुदीरये। नस्तप्रयेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवतं सेवया। भगवते उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भावतिनैस्तिके। Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 9, Chapter 4, Text 45, Chapter entitled Ambarish Maharaj Offended by Durvasa Muni. Yoma Matitim Ayatam Adityena Nimantrayacham Adadva Bhuktva Vamtasyam Sadhyaste Darsaye Palam. Ya, this man who, Mam unto me, Aditi, who being an uninvited guest, Ayatam, had come here, Adityena, with the reception of a guest, Nimantraya, after inviting me, Cha, also, Adatva, without giving food, Bhuktavan, as himself eaten, Tasya, of him, Sadhya, immediately, Te, of you, Darsaye, I shall show Palam, the result. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation: Maharaj Ambarish, you have invited me to eat as a guest, but instead of feeding me, you yourself have eaten first. Because of your misbehavior, I shall show you something to punish you. Purport: A devotee cannot be defeated by a so-called mystic yogi. This will be proved by the failure of Durvasa Muni's endeavor to chastise Maharaj Ambarish. Arau abhaktasya kuto mahatguna. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 18, Text 12. One who is not a pure devotee of the Supreme Lord has no good qualifications. However great a mystic, philosopher or fruitive worker he may be, only a devotee emerges victorious in all circumstances, as will be shown in this incident involving the rivalry between Durvasa and Maharaj Ambarish. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnana Nanjano Salakaya Chaksuran Mulitamena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha. Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitamena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam. Vandeham Sri Gurun Sri Yudhapada Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavam Cha Sri Rupam Sangrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vidantam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saidam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakan Vitam Cha. हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगतपते गोपीसा गोपिका कंता राधा कंता नमोस्तुते तप्त कंचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानु सुदे देवी प्रणाममि हरिप्रिये वंचकल्पत्रुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एवेच परिदानं पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्य नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, अरे राम 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 हरे हरे। यो माम अदितिम आयातम आदित्येन निमंत्रय च अदद्वा भुक्तावं स्तस्य सद्यास्ते दर्शये फलम्। सो हियर वी आर कंटिन्यूइंग ऑन दिस वेरी वंडरफुल सब्जेक्ट मैटर of the Ambarish Maharaj. Here beautifully Prabhupada make a very strong statement that the devotees cannot be defeated at any time by any of these mystic yogis. And Prabhupada is quoting from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 18, Text 12. यस्यस्ति भक्तिर भागवती अकिंचना सर्वेर्गुणे तात्रा सामस्ते सुरा अराह भक्तस्य कुतो महद्गुणा मनोरदे नासति दावतो बहि। ऑल द एक्सॉल्टेड डेमिगॉड्स एंड देयर वंडरफुल क्वालिटीज सच एज रिलीजन रिनाउंसिएशन एंड नॉलेज are automatically in the life of the Vaishnavas, and the Vaishnavas simply only hack for the pleasure of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and nobody else. The others, the mystic yogis, somewhere or other, they may possess different kind of siddhis, mystic power. Namely, there are 8 siddhis has been spoken: anima, mahima, garima, lagima, prapti, prakyamsa, isidva and vasidva. But all these wonderful siddhis, the perfection, are only able to achieve by different kinds of yogis after a long time of practice of tapasya, after so much of trouble and difficulties. But the devotees are simply, automatically and easily, they attain all those things simply by the proper association of the pure devotees of the Lord. Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Sastra Koi, Laiva Matra, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Siddhi Hoi. All the perfection are easily available for the devotees. That's why at Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya says, samsara sarpatriste murchitanam khalau yuge ausadim bhagavan namo tasmat vaishnava sevanam. In this age of Kali, where people are bitten by the snake of Maya and they have fallen unconscious, only way to revive back their consciousness is by two ways. One is by chanting of the holy name, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And the second is that by the service to the Vaishnavas. More or less, this is the practice for Kali Yuga. The Yuga Dharma is that one has to chant the holy name of the Lord and always keep themselves in the association of the Vaishnavas. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, in that chapter, in that Canto 5, Chapter 18, Text 12, Prabhupada explains in the purport. Prabhupada quoting from the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 15, text 7, Mamai Vamsa Jiva Loke, Jiva Bhuta Sanatana Manasasra Nindrayane Prakriti Sthane Krishati. The living entities, they are eternally fragmental part and parcel of the Supreme Lord. And due to the six senses, which includes the mind, somewhere or other they are struggling for their survival in this material world. And Prabhupada explained, being eternal part and parcel of the Lord, automatically they could attain all this perfection in their life, the wonderful qualities coming from the Supreme Lord. And Prabhupada further explains, it can be done through the nine process of devotional service, which are Sravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnum, Smaranam, Pada Sevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atmanivedanam. In this way, Prabhupada further explains in the purport how Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains. He says, only the living entities, the Vaishnavas, are distinguished. The Vaishnavas and the non-Vaishnavas are distinguished only by the qualities. And Prabhupada explains the 20 qualities of a Vaishnava in that purport of the Canto 5, Chapter 18, Text 12. Very wonderful information. And when we got some time today, we can refer back in the Canto 5, Chapter 18, Text 12. Prabhupada says, Vaishnava and the non-Vaishnavas are distinguished, are differentiated only through the qualities and nothing else. In this way, Prabhupada explained how Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, Kripalu is the first quality of a Vaishnava's. Kripalu, Akirta Droha, Satya Sara, Nirosa Vadanyaya Mridu, Suchi Akinchana, Sarva Pakaraka, Santa Krishna Kicharana, Akama Ani Astira, Vijitas Gatuna, Metabuk Apramat Manara, Hamani Gambira, Karuna Kavi Maitra, Dakshat Mauni. In this way, beautifully Prabhupada explains, Vaishnava means is Kripalu, is very kind to all the living entities in this world. And the second quality, Akrita Droha, he does not waste time by quarrel and argument with any other people in the world. Satya Sara is always very truthful. Sama is equiposed to every living entities. Nidosa, he does not find any fault from anybody else. Vadanyaya is very magnanimous. Mridu, Suchi, Akintana, Mridu is very mild. Suchi is very clean inside and outside. Akinchana, he doesn't possess anything in the world. Mridu, Suchi, Akinchana, Sarva Pakaraka, Krishna Kicharana. Santa Krishna ki sarva pakaraka, he performs welfare activities for the good of all the people in the world. Santa is very peaceful. Krishna ki charana is very much surrendered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Akama aniya sira, akama, he hasn't got any desire in this world. Aniya, he is very meek. Sthira, he is very steady. Akama, Aniya, Sthira, Vijitta, Sadguna, Metabuk, Apramata, he control all the senses. Metabuk, he eats food which is required for the maintenance of body. Apramata, he is not carried away or affected by Maya in the world. Maitra, Karuna, Kavi. Akama, Aniya, Sira, Vijitta, Sadguna, Metabuk, Apramata, Manara, Amani, Gambira. Manara is very respectful to all the living entities. And Amani does not expect any respect in return from any people. Gambira is very grave. Manara, Amani, Gambira. Karuna, Maitra, Kavi is very compassionate. Maitra is very friendly to all these living entities. Kavi is very poetic. Daksha is very expert. And Mauni, even though he has possessed all these wonderful qualities, but is not boasting around that I know everything is very silent most of the time. When there is a requirement to speak, is talking, otherwise is not, just wasting his time. Anuvegam karam vakya satyam priyam itam chaya. That is the dharma for the mouth of the living entities. It's not because we have got a mouth, we got a tongue, then we can say and do anything we like. The animals hasn't got any principle in their life, but the human being should understand the dharmas are given for them. Ahara nidra bhai maitranam cha samanyam itir pasubir naranam dharme itesu avitku visesu dharmena yena pasubir samanam. If you do not follow the path of dharma laid out by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, we are none better than the animal themselves. In this way, the Vaishnavas become the topmost, they become the best in the world because they have got all these wonderful qualities. As there are three kinds of living being in the world, one is called Uttama, the second is called Madhyama, the third is called Adama. The Adama is a person very low class, he always very self-centered, always thinking about his own happiness and welfare in the world. He doesn't care whether the others living or dying, all he cares about himself, very selfish person, is a third class human being in the world. The second class human being is called Madhyama. He feels that let me happy in the world and let also others be happy in their life in the world. This is Madhyama. And the Uttama, which the Vaishnavas are considered to be the Uttama, the first class living being in the world, they do not mind to suffer their own life. They don't mind to undergo different kinds of suffering as long as they want to make sure that the living entities are happy in this world. In this way, the Vaishnavas are given a very wonderful opportunity to do something very good for their own life and also for the life of others. That's why Prabhupada had made all this trouble to go all over the world to create this first-class living entities, because without this first-class living entity, the world is always going to have different kinds of problems in their life. Externally, there could be a lot of temples and organizations around the world, but if you really analyze, you will see that most of them are useless. They haven't got any connection into these qualities as been mentioned in here. There was a time in Ram's house, in the Ram's time, Lord Ram's time, there was a devotee of Lord Ram. He had a parrot in his house. He kept the parrot into the cage of the in his house, and the parrot was living in the cage. And whenever he is chanting Ram's name, and the parrot also will repeat, "Oh Ram, Ram, Ram," and he will say to the parrot, The Ram's name is very powerful. Whoever calls the name of Ram, they will get freedom from the prison of this material world. And he calls Ram, Ram, and then the parrot also will repeat Ram, Ram. And after that, parrot will be doing his own thing, jumping around, screaming around, become very restless. Whenever he comes and sit the next time, Ram, Ram, the parrot will repeat Ram, Ram. And one day he told the parrot, "I'm going to the next village. There is one big Swamiji, a sadhu is coming to talk about Ramayanam for 3 days. He says, I won't be in the house for 3 days. So do you wish to say anything?" And the parrot told this man, says, "I'm living in the cage for a very long time. And you've been reading from the Ramayanam. Anybody chant the name of Ram, they become free from this material prison, but I'm chanting all the time, but I'm not freed, I'm still in the cage. Please inquire from the speaker, Ramayana, the Swamiji, when do I get my freedom?" And he went there, after 3 days he came back. And after 3 days he came back, and then the parrot, you know, asked him, "Did you ask the Swamiji, when do I get my freedom?" And he says that, "I've asked the Swamiji not one day, but all the 3 days, But the Swamiji did not open his mouth, did not say anything. He was in the mauna. He was silent all the time. I do not know what to do. There is no solution, no answer from the Swamiji. The past 3 days after the Ramayana talk, I've been asking him, but he's not saying anything. He's in silence. So at that time, the parrot fell unconscious. So this man, he thought that the parrot has become very sad, and he left his body because no answer from the Swamiji. So he opened the cage and took out the parrot from there. The moment he kept the parrot on the floor, he started to fly. And he looked at the parrot, he asked the parrot, you know, how you can fly? And the parrot says, I've learned one thing from the Swamiji, Mauna. Silent. So in this way, life of human society meant to revive their Krishna consciousness is nothing else. Bhagavan Sambandha Bhaktir Abhideya Haya Prema Prayojana Veda Tina Vastukaya. The whole essence of the scriptures in the world have explained that the living entities has nothing to do in this material world. Temporarily they have come here, but somewhere or other they have established different kind of relationship in the world temporarily. But at one point they have to give up all this temporary relation of this material world and they have to go. But there is one real thing, important thing is that Bhagavan Sambandha, that they have got a very eternal Sambandha, the relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And the whole human life and these creations are given to them simply to revive this Krishna consciousness is nothing else. That is what in the Srimad Bhagavatam, the Canto 1, Chapter 2, Text 10, very beautifully explains, Kamas Nindriya Prathir, Labo Jiveta Yavata, Jivasya Tattva Jigyasa, Nato Yacheha Karma Bir. The human life should not be diverted for any other thing. Only it is meant to establish the Atma Tattva, to establish themselves into the reviving of Krishna consciousness is nothing else. Bhagavad Bhaktir Inasaya Jati Sapi Japa Sapa Apranasyaiva Deyasya Mandanam Loka Ranjanam. Without having bhakti in our life, which is the main element, ingredients to re-establish our sambandha with Krishna, without that bhakti, everything in this world is as good as a dead body. And what is the point? You decorate the dead body, you do not gain any profit or gain by decorating a dead body. So whatever mantra we are chanting, whatever books we are reading, whatever tapasya we are performing, if there is no bhakti, there is no devotion, there is no attraction to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, all those things are simply like decorating a dead body. There is what Prabhupada is very serious about imparting this knowledge to earth. Even Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he himself found there are 13 apasampradaya. After Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there is one apasampradaya called Aula, and two is Baula, Kartabaja, Neda, Daravesa, Sani, Sahajya, Sakibeki, Smarta, Jada Gosani, Ativadi, Chuddhadari, and the 13th is the Gauranga Nagari. So number one, Aula means then minimizing the rules being set by the Acharyas. When Prabhupada says chant 16 rounds and in between somebody comes and tell you, never mind, 2 rounds is okay, very good. So you minimize the teaching of the Acharya. Aula, Baula, doing different kinds of abominable act in the world in the name of Radha Krishna pastime. And Kartabaja thinking that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has appeared in Bengal, so he is a Bengali and he is in our sect. And the fourth is called Aula Baula Kartabaja Neda, that the person talks very much. Theoretically, he knows the subject matter, but he hasn't got any self-realization. And Dharavesa, he hasn't got any goal on this path of Dharma. The goal is that Shraddha, Sadhu Sangha, Bhajana Kriya, Anartha Nivarti, Apkriti, Prema. There's a goal in the practice of Krishna consciousness, but there are people doing things without any goal in their life. Dharavesa and Sunny, they are professional teachers. They only teach you, but they don't follow anything. They're professional teachers. And Sahaja means they simply, they take the pastime of the Lord very cheaply. And Sakibeki, there are people, they adopt the dress of the gopis and they perform the rasa dance in the midnight of the day. And the Smarta means they are the materialistic brahmanas. They are professional collectors, ring the bell and collect the money and fill up their belly. This is Smarta. And Jada Goswami, some people claim that they are coming from the Goswami parampara, but they have nothing to do about the life of Goswami. And Ativadi, they are Vaishnava, but they are too proud about their advancement in their life. And Chuddhadari, there are people, they have got an external symbol of a Vaishnava with the Kandimala, with the Tilak and the Vaishnava dress, but they are not a Vaishnavas. And Gauranga Nagari, these people think that, you know, Krishna have associated with all the gopis, the girls, and we have to do those things. In this way, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says those who are devotees have to be very careful, especially those have come to Vrindavan and trying to live their life in Vrindavan and try to imbibe the path of Krishna consciousness. They have to understand there are different kinds of deviant groups are hanging around. And they become the obstacles, they become the difficult part in our life to perform Krishna consciousness. And we understand the information given by Prabhupada. When Prabhupada in his final lesson, he was talking few very important things. He said, karma yetu, that means whoever performed their karma, their life in this world, if they have lived the life of devotional service, they get the nature of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But if they lead their life into sense gratification, and the life will be opposite to what is devotion is all about. And Prabhupada says, jnana, one comes to the association of the devotees, he must cultivate his knowledge. He says, karanam guna sangasya, sat asat yoni janmasu. Sat means good, asat means bad. Good and bad comes in the life of the living entities according to their association. So Prabhupada says, a man will be known by his company. What kind of association it takes, the moment a devotee comes in the association of a devotee, he cultivates the knowledge. And Prabhupada also emphasized, nasta priyesu abhadresu, nityam bhagavatam sevya, always hear and discuss Srimad Bhagavatam. And he says, by hearing and discussing Srimad Bhagavatam, all these lowest guna, tama, tamo guna and rajo guna, they cannot implicate the living entities into different kinds of miseries of life. Tada rajas tamo bhava, kamas loba dayaschada chete etir anavritam sitam sadvam pratitam. That whole information Prabhupada is giving is that sit and hear and discuss Srimad Bhagavatam, that will uplift your consciousness into the sadvagun mode of goodness, where mode of goodness means that once have got a brahmanical culture in his life, is very neat and clean. And Prabhupada says, mode of goodness means that he wakes up morning and he attend Mangalarti, he participate in the morning program laid out by the previous acharyas. In this way, Prabhupada says, please take care of your Krishna consciousness through the proper association. Prabhupada gave an example, there were two pots for floating in the river. The Ganges River, there were two pots floating. One is the earthen pot, another one is the high-end pot. And when they are floating, nearby, the high-end pod wanted to extend the help to the earthen pod. And the high-end pod extended the help. He said, "Don't worry, I'll take care of you. Come closer to me." And the earthen pod is very intelligent. He told the high-end pod, "Never mind, thank you so much for your extension of your help. If you come closer to me, the damage is for me. If I come closer to you, the damage is also for me. Either you're coming closer to me or I go closer to you, the damage is only for me." He says in this way, Prabhupada says, you go closer to the materialistic people in the world, the damage is there, and they come closer to you, there also damage is there. And Prabhupada wonderfully gives the information, always take shelter of these advanced devotees, Uddama, Bhakta, those are more advanced than you, take shelter of them, surrender to them and advance spiritually. And those who are equal to you, Madhyama, and you become friends to them and share the information of Krishna consciousness and progress further. And those who are Kanista, you give them shelter, help them to preach, teach them the path of Krishna consciousness, and those who are envious, keep away from them. In this way, Prabhupada has given us a wonderful information how to take care of our bhakti. When our bhaktis are taken care of, we no need to worry about anything. Even the Yamaraj is fear of the Vaishnavas. Yamaraj told the Yamudutas, when the Yamudutas came to take the life of Ajamil, they were not able to take the life of Ajamil. Dure kridas nakasaktam putram narayanavayam plavitena swarena uchet aju eva kulandraya. When the Yamudutas came to take the life of Ajamil with the strong voice, they call Narayana, Narayana, Itavan Sankhya Yoga Bhyam Swadharma Parinistaya Janmala Bhapara Pumsam Ante Narayana Smriti. If we can think of Narayana, he can call the name of Narayana, that is the perfection of your human life. And Ajamil has called Narayana, even though it is not addressing the calling towards, you know, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, due to his attachment towards his son. But Nama Chintamani Krishna, Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha, there is no difference between the name of Krishna and the Krishna himself. Nisamya Mriyamanasya Mukato Arikirtanam Maharaja Vritunamo Sahasan Prasadan Yathan. The moment he called the name of Narayan, that calling is heard in the Vaikuntha. And immediately the Lord came. Sarve Padma Pala Saksha Pita Kausesa Vasasam Kirtinam Kundalinam Lasat Puskara Malinam. And the 400 Vishnu Dutas, they came to give shelter to the Ajamil. And they were very upset. The Yamudutas were very upset because this Ajamil is a very bad fellow. He has done all kinds of adharma, but still, yeah, the personalities are here, they are trying to protect him. And they told the Yamudutas, "We have to take him and go." And the Vishnudas asked them, "Why you have to take him and go? What wrong he has done?" And they said, "He has done all kinds of sinful activities." And the Vishnudas have asked them, "What is sinful activities?" And they have mentioned, no? They say, "Dharma Veda Pranayito Dharma Ya Dharma I Viparjita Veda Narayana Sakshat Swayambhur Iti Susramo." Whatever been mentioned in the Vedas, that is the dharma. And whatever is opposite to that is adharma. And practically we've been told by our master Yamaraj that the Vedas are spoken by Narayana. And that time the Vishnudutta says, "Ayam ekrito nirveso janma kodi am asan api yad vijahara vivaso namaswasti ayanam hari." The moment a person called the name of the Lord, he has called Narayana.
And Janma Kore Amasana pay all these millions of birth time of their sin, all will be cleared from them. And you say the Vedas are spoken by Narayana, and here is the person, he is called Narayana. Sauketyam pari asam vam sobham elanam evava. Whether he has called the name of Narayana in a different kinds of moods, not according to the prema loving mood, whether playfully or jokingly, or whether he is angrily, or whatever way he has called. But it is the name of Narayan. Agyanat, adavagyanat, uttama sloka, namayat, whether knowingly or unknowingly he has called the name of Narayan, and we have to protect him. He cannot take their life and go. Iti jata sunir veda sana sangena sadhu. So beautifully Bhagavan explained, the Ajami was protected by two things there. He says, one is that the association of the devotees. There the Vishnu Dutas, they are the devotee of the Lord, they were there. And another thing, because he has called the name of Narayan, because the two things were there, the devotees were there, the name of the Lord was there, and he was totally protected. So they were not able to do anything. And they went back to Yamaraj, and they reported to Yamaraj, we went there to carry out your order, but there were different personalities, they have come. They seem to be more powerful than you, please tell me. Who are powerful, you powerful or they are powerful? And at that time Yamaraj very humbly says, Swayambhur Narada Sambhu Kumaro Kapilo Mano. He says that there are 12 personalities of the scriptures, the Vedas. They are authorities and I'm one of them. I only carry out the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Yamaraj told them, Itavan Eva Lokesmin Pumso Dharma Parosmrita Bhakti Yoga Bhagavati Tanamagriyadhane. The religious principle for the age of Kali, beginning from the chanting of the holy name Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. He said, this is the religious principle for the age of Kali. And he told them, please next time don't go to a place where the Vaishnavas are living and always chanting the holy name of the Lord. Te deva siddha parigata pavitram gada. They are very pavitra, they are very pure. Te deva siddha parigata pavitram gada. E sadhava samadarsha bhagavat prapannam tanno pasidata arer gadayar biguptam. Naisam vacha naya prabhava dhande. The Vaishnavas are very equipoised. They do not discriminate between any living entities. They are very pure. They only work for the welfare of every other living being in the world. So Yamaraj told his servant, next time please don't go to the Vaishnavas. If you accidentally have gone to the Vaishnavas, you pay your obeisances to them. Vancha kalpatru bhyascha kripa sindu bhyayivecha patitanam pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo namo namaha. They are the messengers of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And if you go against my order, and you will be in a great trouble. Why? He says, Gadayan Bhigupta, Lord Vishnu carrying the gada, the club, and they are going with the Vaishnavas. Anybody wants to attack the Vaishnavas, and there is Lord Vishnu with the gada, with the club, to attack them. So don't get beaten up by Lord Vishnu. So leave them alone. So at that time, they asked Yamaraj, then which are the people I should bring them to you? Jiva Navakti Bhagavad Guna Namedhayam Chetas Chana Charanaravindam Smriti Charanaravindam Krishnayona Nameti Yadeka Dera Ekadapi Tan Anadvayam Asatam Krito Vishnum Krityan. Those people who have taken a birth as a human being in the world, But with all these proper angas, the limbs of the body, they are able to walk, but they are not going to the temple of Lord Vishnu, the human being. They got two legs, but they are not going to the temple of Lord Vishnu. You bring them to me. And those people, they've got two hands, but they are not doing any menial service for the Supreme Lord, and you bring them to me. Those people who have got their head and they are not bowing down in front of the Supreme Lord, you bring them to me. And those people, they've got two beautiful eyes, but they are not seeing the beauty of the Lord, you bring them to me. Those have got two ears, but they are not hearing the subject matter of Krishna consciousness, you bring them to me. And those people who have got two nostrils, but they're not smelling the fragrance of the flower offered to the Lord. Those who got a tongue, but they're not chanting the holy name of the Lord, you bring them to me. In this way, those are born as a human being, but they have no connection with the Supreme Lord. These are the people, you should bring them to me. At that moment, the Yamadutas, they were very excited, hearing the quality of a Vaishnava. And they humbly requested to Yamaraj, please tell me more about Vaishnavas. Tell me more about Vaishnavas, we would like to hear them. And at that moment, Yamaraj told 20 qualities of a Vaishnavas. He says, number one is that Vaishnavas feel very sorrow if they are not able to do any service for the Lord in any days. In a day that is not able to do any service, like yesterday Panchagauda Prabhu was telling, nowadays very difficult to find somebody coming, you know, and very excitedly, what other things I have to do, what other service I have to do. And Yamaraj told the beautiful qualities, the 20 qualities, say number one is that a person who feels very sorrow, very sad in himself that I'm not able to do anything for Krishna. I'm not able to chant his rounds, I'm not able to do any service for him. When he feels sad and sorrow, he says he considers that he is a Vaishnava. And number two, he says that a person who feels unhappy by seeing the unhappiness of others is a Vaishnava. And number three, he says that a person who sees everybody else in this world is master, he is only servant for all others. He says he considers this person as a Vaishnava. And number four, a person who treat every living entity's friends and enemy equally, he consider him as a Vaishnava. And number five, a person who give up their own pleasure, own desire, only to simply please Lord Krishna, he consider him as a Vaishnava. And number six, a person who sees every other woman in the world as their mother, except their own wife, he consider him as a Vaishnava. And number seven, a person who does not steal from others, he is a Vaishnava. And number eight, a person who does not lie, he is a Vaishnava. And number nine, a person who is not carried away by the influence of Maya, he is the Vaishnava. And number ten, a person who has got a very strong determination to carry out the path of Dharma, he is the Vaishnava. And number 11, a person who have understood that the essence of the Dharma in the world is chanting of the holy name, and all the temples, all the teachings, all the pilgrimage, everything's are in the holy name of the Lord in the 16 words, and he's always chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. He is a Vaishnava. And number 12 is that a person who is not duplicity in his life towards others, he is a Vaishnava. And number 13, a person who is not carried away by kama and krodha in the world is a Vaishnava. And number 14, a person who is very friendly to every living entity is a Vaishnava. And number 15, a person who is free from all kinds of violence of mind and words and physical body is a Vaishnava. And number 16, a person who has got a very pure good character in himself is a Vaishnava. And number 17, a person who is free from all kinds of enviousness is a Vaishnava. And number 18, a person who is very polite in his speech is a Vaishnava. And number 18, a person who does not worship any other people in the world, any other Lord other than the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna is a Vaishnava. And the 20, a person who understands everything in this world is in Lord Krishna himself. So let me totally surrender sarvadharman parityaja mamekam saranam brajam aham tvam sarva papebhyo moksayasimi masuchaha. is a Vaishnava. In this way, he says, they are the wonderful qualities of a Vaishnava. That's what we have to be very careful when we are dealing with a Vaishnava. Killing a Vaishnava is an offense. Talking bad about a Vaishnava is an offense. Envious of a Vaishnava is an offense. Not liking to see a Vaishnava is an offense. Angry upon seeing a Vaishnava is an offense. And not paying obeisances to a Vaishnava is an offense. Seeing the deity of the Lord made of earth, made of wood and rock is an offense. Seeing a spiritual master as an ordinary person is the residence of the hellish planet. And seeing a Vaishnava according to their caste, they are sort of a normal coming from different caste, is an offense. And Charanamrita Ganges water is just an ordinary water, thinking like that is an offense. And chanting of the holy name thinking is an ordinary repetition of ordinary words, an offense. And thinking Krishna as an ordinary human being is an offense. We have to be very careful. And Krishna consciousness, very simple, just three things we must do in our life. In the chapter 18, text 57, Krishna explained, Chetasa sarva karmani mayi sannyasi matparaha buddhi yogam upasrita machitam satatam bhava. Arjuna, in every of your activities, always you depend on me. Always you work under my protection. Always you conscious of me. Machita sarva durgani matprasada tarisyasi adachetum ankara nasirosyasi nan vinasyasi. There's three things Krishna wants us to do. Whatever we do in our life, always we put ourselves under the protection of Krishna and always depend on Krishna in everything we do and always conscious of Krishna. Krishna says, if you're conscious of this thing in your life, easily you will overcome the obstacles of Maya. But if you are not listening to me, you're working along with your false ego, and I have to tell you, you will be lost in your life. There is no competition in the world who's big, who's small. Simply we have come here and wasting our life. Prabhupada called this material world as a digging and piling society. And to put up a big building in one side, you have to dig in another side. And today we have got so many different kinds of problems in the family life. Not only family people, the Griyas have got problem, the Brahmachari has got problem, the Sannyasi has got problem, the Vanaprastha has got problem. Everybody more or less has got problem in their life. The whole material world, Kali, Dosam, Nidarajan, there is always filled up with different kinds of problems. So there is no competition who can become rich. There is no competition who become greater. There was an old man, 80 years old. He wasn't married at all in his whole life. He did not marry at all. So his friends and all, they were wondering why he did not marry up to the age of 80 years old. He's an old man now. He's going to die any time. So they went to him and asked him, said, you've been a bachelor for 80 years, all your life, and very soon you're going to die. So please tell us the secret why you remain as a bachelor. Why? You're going to die, please reveal the secret. And he says that, it's not I don't like to marry, but I was looking for a perfect partner. I'm looking for a perfect girl in the world. So the friend asked them, don't you tell me that out of 6-7 billion people in the world, he did not find one girl who's perfect? He don't tell me that he did not find one. He says, yeah, finally I found one girl. And I want to marry her, I proposed to her, but she rejected my proposal. A friend asked him, why she rejected? Because she was looking for a perfect man. She found I'm not perfect. So in this world, nothing is perfect. It's all Kale, Dosam, Nidarajan, Asyeko, Mahanguna, Kirtana, Adeva, Krishnaya, Mukta, Sangha, Param. There's only one perfection. That is the chanting of the holy name of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Let us take advantage of this wonderful Prabhupada ISKCON movement and use all the opportunities to revive Krishna consciousness and help Prabhupada movement to practice Krishna consciousness within ourselves and to spread Krishna consciousness. That will do good for our life and also for others in the world. Thank you so much for this great opportunity.
जय श्री प्रभुपाद की जय। नित्याय गौर प्रमानंदे।